Jade, how about just come up and stand up here with me? Okay? You don't have to get in yet. All right, here, turn around. You can hold my hand if you want so you don't fall. Okay. Just lean on there if you need to. All right? Baptism itself is not the door to salvation, but rather an outward sign of the new birth God has wrought in one's heart. Baptism proclaims to all the world that Christ lives in you, that you have taken Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, and that it is your purpose to always obey him. So Jade, Galatians 3:26 and 27 states, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." So Jade, I have a few questions to ask you. Ask them all. And then if you agree, you say, "I do." Okay? Do you believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he died and rose again to save us from our sin?
I do.
Do you testify to all the world that you are a Christian?
I do.
And do you state to everyone that you will be a loyal follower of Christ, allowing him to be your master and submitting to his rule in your life?
I do.
Okay. Let me roll up my sleeve so I don't get too wet, and then I'll help you in, okay? And yeah, I would prefer if you didn't flail around too much and get everything wet. No. All right?
I'm very relaxed.
I know you are. And you like water. You are very relaxed. Okay. Let me hold your hand so you don't... Let me hold your hand so you don't slip. You just want to climb in there. Okay. Step on the... Yep. And then if you want to step down... Is it warm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you would hold your nose. Jade, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I take my hand? You can climb out first, it's fine. Okay. There you go. Oh, this is mine. That's about as fun as it gets. I just got to get myself together a little bit. It's a lot of fun having, participating in people rededicating themselves, people being baptized. I think it's a blessing with all of the illnesses, not that the illnesses are a blessing, but it's a blessing that we get to spread this out and keep having various baptisms as people are ready. So, you know, we'll drain this out. And, oh, we could just let it stay there and let some moss grow over it, I guess. No, we'll drain this out and get fresh water for the next time. Yeah, if the bosses aren't sick now, they will be after we're done. So, you know, if any of you are believers and you've never been baptized, or if you've gone through something significant and you'd like to rededicate your life, or if you were baptized as an infant and you know, you just like to affirm that for yourself. I did that many years ago, just affirmed my parents' baptism and said, "Yes, I claim that as mine." If any of those things apply to you, you'd like to be rededicated, or just like to talk about it, please let me know, and we'll help you. You know, watching people publicly proclaim their faith is very exciting, but it also ought to be a time when, you know, we consider our own faith and our own commitments to Christ. It's similar to whenever I do weddings, I like to invite all those who are married sitting in the congregation to like reaffirm their vows and just kind of remember. This is a great time to remember having come to Christ and what he means to us, what our faith means. You know, as Christians, we proclaim Jesus is Lord. He is God, he is master, he is in charge. We will follow him. And we don't do that very easily. I don't know anyone who easily follows somebody else. It's a struggle, at least sometimes in everyone's life. And we really can't do it on our own. To follow Christ requires the help of the Holy Spirit. God needs to help us to have this new life that we have in Christ. I've met people who are believers who say they don't believe in miracles. And I believe in miracles. And what we're talking about now, what we're witnessing as we watch people commit themselves or state publicly that they have committed themselves to Christ, these are miracles. You know, God works supernaturally to kill off the old self, the worldly self inside of us, and to make us reborn to a full, wondrous life in Christ. It's an incredible miracle that we are forgiven and we're set free to everlasting life in Christ. It's just amazing to watch. Romans 6, 1-14 says this. I'd like to read it. You're welcome to follow along in your Bible. Romans 6, verses 1-14. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Think about that. We're baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism and death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. I'm going to stop there for a second. There isn't resurrection without death. You're not going to get new life without the old life dying. We'll continue. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law but under grace. Baptism is a sign of the new life that we have in Christ. Our old life is buried and dies. We are raised up from a new life, raised up in a new life to live with Christ. We're set free from sin. We need no longer sin. And we have been cleansed from the punishment and the guilt of sin. Later in Romans, Paul writes, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. It's been taken away. The guilt, the shame, the punishment has been taken away. And we are to count ourselves dead to sin. We're set free from it. We don't have to sin anymore. Now, the old self doesn't want to die. The old self puts up a fight, a horrible fight. Letting the old self die, it feels terrible. It feels like death. But the old self does need to die. We need to let Jesus kill it. There's plenty of places that talk about what it looks like. 1 Peter tells us that because we have been born again, we must rid ourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. You have to get rid of the desire to do evil, to hurt people. You have to get rid of the desire to lie or to gossip, to talk badly about people. The Apostle Paul in Galatians says to get rid of all sexual immorality, to get rid of impurity, drunkenness, jealousy, rage. These things should have no place in our lives anymore. But the point here is that we can't do it on our own. I mean, if you're sitting here really taking seriously what I'm trying to say, you should be thinking something like, but I can't do that. And we can't. But Jesus can. See, that's the miracle. Jesus at work in us. It's supernatural. Baptism is a sign of this miracle that God works in us. And we put our faith in Him. See, and all of us who are Christians are recipients of this miracle. God is still working on us to make us 100% pure. Right? 28 karat gold. I know. So what does He want to do now? Are you letting Him work? And what is it? It's probably something very different for each one of us. We're different people at different places in our walk. But I want you to know that God wants to make you pure. You are God's beloved. You are deeply cherished. You are fondly loved. You're adored by God. I really would like you to think that God is sitting on His throne looking at you and saying, man, oh man, I like this one. You know, I just adore this guy. Or, you know, this woman is just incredible. You know, these people are awesome. But as people who are adored by God, let's let Him work in us. He does it out of love. He works in us because He loves us. So let's let Him work. Let's let Him work His miracle in our lives, continuing to make us new, giving us new life, free from death, free from sin. It's a wonderful way to live, letting God work His miracle in us.